All right, let's do this. We're diving deep today, folks, into some e-bike trails sent in by you. This time it's Colorado, specifically the Boulder Canyon Trail and the Boulder Creek Path that connects to it. We've got a lot here. Website stuff, reviews, even official resources. I'm not going to lie, kind of intimidating.
No worries. We'll break it down together, figure out what really matters for planning your e-bike trip.
Perfect. So let's jump right in. Official info first, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Boulder County website says the Boulder Canyon Trail is 2.6 miles, rated easy, follows Boulder Creek, and links up with that longer Boulder Creek path, the one that goes into Boulder City itself. Sounds pretty nice already. But get this, the website also mentions possible trail closure. Kind of scary.
Yeah, gotta watch out for that. That's the Chapman Drive Trailhead project they're doing. New pedestrian bridge going in, improvements, all that. Those things usually mean closures, yeah. But, good news, the Chapman Drive Trail itself, that should stay open.
Phew. So we can still get to the Boulder Canyon Trail. And then from there, we can hop onto the Boulder Creek Path. That one, All Trail says, is a whopping 7.6 miles long. Over 1,100 reviews, and highly rated. People are raving about it. Things like, gorgeous for an evening run, stunning fall colors. Makes you want to hop on a plane right now, doesn't it?
Sounds amazing, yeah. But, you know, those reviews are just one person's experience, right? On one particular day, like one review even mentions mud. So, gotta think about weather, seasonality, all that. Getting caught in a downpour on a dirt path with an e-bike, not fun.
Right, right. Gotta choose the right tool for the job. Or in this case, the right e-bike. Speaking of which, All Trails reminds us about dog regulations. Apparently those can change depending on the season and the specific part of the trail you're on. So many things to keep in mind.
Attention to detail, that's key, especially for e-biking. MTB project description, it points out how the Boulder Creek path starts paved, but then changes to dirt as you head west. Might not be a problem for all e-bikes, but something to think about. What kind of e-bike you got? How comfortable are you on off-road stuff? You know.
Makes sense. Got to match the e-bike to the terrain. Oh, and this is cool. The MTB project description also mentions it's a good snow ride in winter. Imagine that. E-biking through the snow.
Hold on there. Got to be careful. Sounds fun, yeah. But safety first. Always got to check for closures. Winter conditions can be unpredictable. And e-biking on snow, well, that's a whole other ballgame. Needs special skills and precautions.
Right, right. No snow angels on e-bikes. So back to warmer weather then. The City of Boulder website mentions that the Boulder Creek Path is maintained by both the Parks and RecAND, the utilities departments. Must be a pretty important resource if both are involved.
Absolutely. And it's a multi-use resource, too. Trailink, they describe it as accessible for all kinds of activities, not just biking. Inline skating, fishing, even wheelchair access seems like a place for everyone, you know.
I love that. But I did see in the Trailink reviews, there's some concern about homeless encampments impacting the trail.
Yeah.
Sad reality in a lot of cities, but something to be aware of.
Yeah. It's a tough issue. Unfortunately, common in areas like this, beautiful natural places, you know. Wouldn't let it stop you from going, but it's smart to research specific areas. Maybe consider your alternative routes if you need to.
Definitely. Being informed is key. Okay, let's get back to our e-biking goals. The Day Hike blog post, it really captures the vibe of the path. Scenic beauty and enjoying it at your own pace, whatever that is, imagine. You're cruising along, families having picnics, other cyclists enjoying the fresh air, maybe even some street artists adding some color to the scene.
Oh yeah, and the blog also mentions how Boulder Canyon is popular for climbing and water activities too, so that's a good reminder. Be mindful of other folks out there. E-bikes can move pretty fast, gotta respect different speeds, different activities, safety and enjoyment for everyone, right?
Absolutely. Sharing the trail responsibly, that's how we all have a good time. And speaking of good times, that blog post leads us to the grand finale, Boulder Falls. 70 feet tall.
Wow, that's quite a sight. Imagine ending your ride there, a satisfying e-bike trip, and then this majestic waterfall. Maybe a picnic lunch while taking it all in.
Now that's an ending worth pedaling for. But before we get too carried away with those waterfall selfies, there's one crucial thing we need to check, specifically because we're talking e-bikes.
Right, you are. The trails might sound amazing, and they are, but some sections might have restrictions specifically for e-bikes, especially in Boulder Canyon or near the falls. Gotta do your research.
So important. Don't want to get all the way there and then find out you can't even ride.
Exactly. A little research beforehand can save a lot of headaches later. Double check those local rules, study the trail maps, all that.
Great advice. All right, folks, that's part one of our Boulder Canyon deep dive.
Back again. All right, so that big question we left you with. E-bike access. Gotta figure that out.
Yeah, got me sweating there. Thought we might have planned this whole thing for nothing.
No worries, no worries. Just gotta dig a little deeper. First things first, what class of e-bike you got?
Class 1, of course. Pedal assist only, no throttle. Top speed 20 miles per hour when the motor's helping out. But why is that so important?
That's usually the deal breaker, you see, where e-bikes are allowed or not. Land managers, they gotta keep things fair for everyone. Hikers, regular bikers, the environment too. Some folks worry those more powerful e-bikes mess things up.
Right, makes sense. So how do we know if Class 1 is a go on these trails?
Time to put those resources to work. Let's see, Boulder Canyon Trail. The county website, doesn't actually say anything about e-bikes, which honestly happens a lot.
Oh, no. So what, do we just assume they're not allowed?
Hold on. These websites, they're a starting point, not the whole story. Sometimes, got a little detective work, you know?
Ooh, I like that. Detective work, so what's our next move?
Talk to the experts. Boulder County Parks and Open Space, they're the ones to ask. Phone call, email, usually clears things right up.
Great idea. Their contact info is right there on the website. Okay, what about Boulder Creek Path? Did the city of Boulder site say anything?
Not directly. More about general accessibility, maintenance, that kind of stuff. At UZT, MTB Project, and Trail Link, they both call it a mountain bike trail. Multi-use path.
So maybe that's a good sign. Class 1 e-bikes, they're pedal assist, basically just bikes with a little boost.
Could be. But better safe than sorry, right? Clarity is key when it comes to rules and all. Boulder's known for being bike friendly, so reaching out to their parks and rec wouldn't hurt.
Agreed. No point in risking it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say, just for fun, Class 1 e-bikes are allowed on both trails. What kind of adventure are we looking at here?
Now we're talking. All right, let's paint a picture. Boulder Canyon Trail, remember, short and sweet, rated easy, perfect warm-up, enjoy the creek without breaking too much of a sweat.
I can practically hear that rushing water now. Sell the pine needles.
Exactly. Then boom, seamless transition onto Boulder Creek Path. 7.6 miles, that's a nice long ride. Different scenery, too. Starts paved through the city, then turns to dirt heading west towards the canyon.
That paved to dirt thing, what does that mean for choosing the right e-bike? Anything specific?
Good question. Most Class 1s can handle a little off-road, but yeah, tires and suspension, that's what you got to look at. Wider tires, some tread for grip, maybe some front suspension for comfort on those bumpy bits.
So not a full-on mountain e-bike, but something a bit tougher than your average city cruiser.
You got it. Think hybrid for this trip. Best of both worlds.
All right, hybrid e-bike, check. So what about those hidden gems you mentioned earlier? Anything in the sources that really stood out?
Oh, absolutely. Remember how that day hike blog mentioned Boulder Canyon being big for climbing and water sports? Got me thinking, even if we're not kayaking or scaling cliffs, that adds a whole other dimension to the e-biking, right?
Like stopping to watch the climbers, check out the kayakers on the river.
Exactly. It's all part of the experience. Boulder Canyon, it's more than just miles on a trail. Picture this. You're pedaling along, suddenly, kayakers zipping down the rapids. Or you stop to admire these climbers way up on those cliffs. Pretty cool, right?
That's what I love about e-biking. You're not just exercising. You're really in the environment, feeling the vibe of the place. So we've got a route, some hidden gems. What else should we be thinking about before we hit the road?
Practical stuff. Important for any trip, but especially with e-bikes. Gotta be prepared.
Practicalities, huh? Not as exciting as waterfalls and hidden gems, but all right, lay it on me. What do we need to know?
Battery life. E-bikes are getting better, but running out of juice in the middle of nowhere, not a good time.
Oh, true. Especially with longer rides like this. What should we keep in mind?
Route length, for sure, and elevation. Going uphill, that drains the battery faster.
Right. Even with the pedal assist, that battery's doing a lot of work on those climbs. Okay, terrain. We know Boulder Creek Path changes from paved to dirt. Anything to worry about there?
Worth thinking about. Class 1s can handle some off-road, but know your bike's limits. Choose a route that suits it. Like, you wouldn't take a road bike on a mountain trail. Same idea with e-bikes.
No need for a hardcore mountain e-bike then, but something a bit tougher than a beach cruiser.
Exactly. Hybrid, that's your best bet for this trip. Handles both paved and dirt with no problem.
Okay. Battery life, terrain, what else? Hit me with it.
Weather. Boulder, it's known for being unpredictable. Check that forecast before you head out.
Especially if rain or snow is a possibility, e-biking and that stuff, not safe at all.
You got it. Safety always comes first.
All right. Battery, terrain, weather, all checked. Anything else for our mental checklist?
One last thing, and it goes back to those homeless encampments mentioned in the Trail Link reviews.
Right. Definitely something to be aware of, both for our own safety and out of respect for those folks. Any advice on how to approach that?
It's a sensitive topic, absolutely. Don't want to let fear control everything, but being aware of potential issues, that's smart.
So how do we handle it?
Research is key. See if there are specific areas where encampments have been reported. Maybe look at alternative routes if needed.
What about reaching out to local groups, the ones who work with the homeless population? Get a better understanding of the situation, how to be respectful and supportive.
That's a great idea. Being informed, prepared, and approaching it with empathy. That's what matters.
All right, so we've got our practical stuff down. Battery, terrain, weather, and navigating those potential challenges with sensitivity and awareness. What's next on our e-bike deep dive agenda?
Let's take a second to recharge our own batteries, then we'll dive into some more resources, regulations, everything you need to know to hit the trails in Boulder with confidence and excitement.
Okay, we're back, ready to finalize this Boulder e-bike plan. Trails, e-bikes, practical stuff, challenges, we've covered a lot. What's left?
Loose ends, making sure you're truly ready to hit those trails confidently. Remember those regulations, super important. We know we got to contact Boulder County and the city of Boulder, make sure e-bikes are good to go. But where do we even find that contact info?
Good point. Can't just wing it. Got to have the official word. Where should we look?
Time for those research skills to shine. Boulder County website, for example, they've got the Parks and Open Space Department contact right there. Phone, email, all that.
Well, let's see. Okay, yep. 303-678-6200 or email pauseinfo@bouldercounty.gov. Oh, and an online form, too. Options, I like it.
Exactly. Don't hesitate to use them. These folks, they want you to enjoy the trails, responsibly, of course. All right, what about City of Boulder? Their site got contact info.
Yep, they list the main parks and rec number, 303-413-7200. Easy enough. So contact list, check. What other resources might be helpful?
Glad you asked. Both the county and city websites, they've got these interactive maps, super useful for planning. Forget paper maps, we're going digital.
Interactive maps? Fancy. What's so special about them?
They don't just show the trails, you see. They've got layers like parking, restrooms, points of interest, even real-time trail conditions sometimes. Super handy.
Wow, like a virtual tour guide right in your pocket.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so official contacts, interactive maps. What else should we add to our digital arsenal?
Those trail websites you found, All Trails, MTB Project, Trailink. They often have reviews from other users, photos too. It gives you a feel for the trails.
Oh, right. Those firsthand accounts are gold. Like that All Trails review mentioned mud after it rained.
Yeah.
Little details like that, they make all the difference.
You got it. Those reviews can help you prepare, make smart choices about your route, like getting advice from someone who's been there, done that.
So regulations, contact info, maps, user reviews. I feel like we're missing something. What's that one thing that can really make an e-bike adventure special?
Ugh. Thinking like a pro. Local knowledge, that's the secret ingredient. Talk to people who live in Boulder. They'll have insider tips, hidden gems, all that good stuff.
Ooh, I love that. Like, best coffee shop after the ride, e-bike friendly, of course, or that perfect secluded picnic spot with an amazing view.
Exactly. Reach out to bike shops, e-bike rentals, even online forums, social media groups, the Boulder cycling community. They'll know all the best stuff.
Such a good idea. Tap into that local passion, right? They know the secret spots, the best routes, things you won't find in any guidebook.
Absolutely. Those personal recommendations, they can turn a good ride into something truly unforgettable.
Well, I think we've nailed it. Started with a ton of info, and now we've got a clear plan for an amazing Boulder e-bike adventure.
Trails, e-bikes, practical tips, even those local connections, it's all there. Time to put it all into action.
Charge those batteries, folks. Adjust those helmets and get ready to experience the beauty of Boulder on two wheels.
And remember, it's not just about the destination, it's the journey. Enjoy the scenery, make some memories.
Until next time, happy trails.